You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers your questions about training, nutrition, and supplements. Then we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to do something just for the ladies today. We're going to have Dr. Lars Larsson on, all the way from Sweden, to talk about new research that shows HRT for women is not just about hot flashes. HRT actually improves muscle function in women, postmenopausal women especially. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Just a couple of reminders. First of all, if you have not tried the Age Force Fat Burner Patch, you can try it for free for the next 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com. Use the coupon code, all one word, burn body fat, after clicking the banner ad for Age Force, and try their new Fat Burner Patch for free for 30 days. Prove it to yourself that it does or doesn't work. Also, I've been getting a lot of emails, people saying, hey, I just listened to the show we did several weeks ago on the ultimate anti-inflammatory stack from Life Extension Foundation. It's still available. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Life Extension banner ad that promotes their free annual membership plus $25 worth of free product. At the very top of the landing page, you'll see four bottles of supplements and a button that says order now. And Superhuman Radio listeners get 50% off, 50% off the price of this amazing anti-inflammatory stack that Dr. Michael Smith designed just for my audience. So check that out. And lastly, Altrient now has glutathione. Once again, click the Altrient Myers Cocktail Alternative, the Altrient Cocktail banner ad on superhumanradio.com, and you'll see, in addition to that page now, you can get liposomally delivered glutathione, the first of its kind. Get it here. Okay, Rob Regish, how are you, brother?
Doing great, man. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you, Rob. How's your training?
Training's going great. Went to the gym this morning, did some handstand push-ups and leg lifts, hanging leg raises, that is. Beat my old numbers, so, you know, the journey continues.
My strength has come back. I am as strong as I was a couple years ago when I was joined by a group in California who wanted to do an anti-aging reality TV show, which is still in the works. And I was deadlifting and squatting for them, and they were all so impressed. And I just realized this morning I'm doing all the same work that I did back then. So a heart problem has been reversed once again, and my strength is back in full force, and I'm focusing on glutes and hips now, so I'm even getting stronger. Okay, let's move on to the first question. Comes from David Rausch. Is it Raish or Rausch? I guess it's Raish.
I like Raish.
He says, hey, Rob, I was wondering if you could comment on caloric zigzagging for bulking. I get how it works for cutting, where you're preventing your metabolism from slowing down. Yet I'm bulking. That would be kind of the goal, to prevent metabolism from becoming too fast, burning all your calories. I don't know if that's totally true. Leaving nothing for gaining mass. My maintenance is around 3,700 calories. That's a lot. He must be a really big guy. I was thinking of taking in 4,000 calories in training days and under 3,500 calories on off days. Would that make sense and lead to constant gains? I feel like if I stay with 4,000 calories every day, my metabolism just speeds up, and after a while, I don't gain any more weight. And to be honest, I don't want to consistently eat more and more calories, so I'm wondering if caloric zigzagging could be beneficial. I train 5 days a week. He has a second portion to the question. Could you comment on how caloric zigzagging approach would look for an ectomorph who wants to make consistent gains without ending up having to wolf down 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day because his metabolism has become too fast? Thanks a lot. There you go. From Vienna, by the way. This question comes from Vienna.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question, and David's right. You know, the caloric zigzags that we discuss are usually in the context of cutting, and the whole idea behind zigzagging is to prevent your body from adapting to any consistent level of calories. And it works in cutting because by periodically eating up, your metabolism never slows down. I think his zigzag numbers that he's proposing for bulking make sense, at least as a starting point. But I would consider adding the three following tweaks to that as measurements: a tape measure, nutrient timing, and measurement of strength levels in both his one rep max and total tonnage work. So a word on how to go about it in each of those three. On the tape measure, that's far better than using the scale, as the scale's not going to lie to you where the weight's, the scale doesn't tell you where the weight's going. The tape measure will. Once every 2 weeks, you want to tape around your waist, right around the navel in the morning, and that shortly after awakening. You might want also, it's a good idea while you're doing this, to tape your arms and your thighs and your neck. That's what I do. Record those numbers and watch them like a hawk, because doing so is going to allow you to make quick adjustments before too much fat piles on, right? Usually people look at the scale, they start gaining weight, they're happy. You know, at the same time, they're buying bigger pants. It doesn't work. With respect to nutrient timing, on training days, I would consider getting roughly a third, 1,300 of your 4,000 calories for the day within the 2 hours post-workout. Most of the carbs for the day should also be consumed there. And doing that just makes sense, given we know the muscles are like a sponge post-workout and the enzyme glycogen synthase is jumping. That enzyme stores carbs as glycogen, which is why I'm calling for so many carbs at that time. Finally, your strength levels. You should be getting stronger as measured by either your one rep max or and or the total amount of weight you can lift in any given unit of time, let's say 30 minutes. Overload is the physiological trigger for muscle growth, and it ensures that those little bricklayers lay down the extra caloric cement that you're giving it as muscle and not fat. So what I would do is, finally, every 10 days or so, periodically reevaluate your workout frequency. You mentioned you train 5 days a week. That's awful aggressive, even for a young guy. And as you get stronger, you're lifting more weight for more repetitions, and it logically follows then
more rest
that the stresses. Yeah, the stresses increase on your body.
You know what? And this is sage advice that started with guys like Mike Mentzer and Arthur Jones. You know, you when you start getting stronger and you start applying these sophisticated techniques to over tax the muscles so that they grow, you make deeper inroads into damaging the muscle. You must make deeper inroads into resting the muscle.
Right. And you know, just for the record, we've discussed this before. Resting doesn't necessarily mean laying on the couch. You know, it can be sled work.
Oh, come on. Can it be? Can it be, Rob?
I think it's much better for some form of active recovery to be done, but you know, once you see your strength gains slowing down, about every 10 days, look at it. Once you see them slowing down, insert the extra rest day to allow your body to recover and grow. So I hope that helps, David. You know, you've got it's an interesting question as applied to zigzagging, because normally we talk about it in cutting, but it's applicable to bulking too.
Hey, let me share with you what I've been experimenting with before we go into the break. So I do a 2 day on, 1 day off, 2 day on, 2 day off routine so that I can get my workout done. And my days off, I just do cardio. And not always high intensity cardio, sometimes just walking, okay?
Right.
So I started out doing chest and legs off, chest and back off because my chest needed work. Well, now my chest is getting super thick and I'm getting a lot stronger in these movements again. And I started thinking, you know, why shouldn't I maybe do that for a few weeks, which I have. Next week, I'm going to start with emphasis on another body part instead. So I'll do legs and chest off, legs and back off for a couple weeks. And then I'll do back and chest off, back and legs off. So you hit a body part twice in a week for, let's say, 2 to 3 weeks, and then rotate it so that another body part has priority. What do you think about that?
I think it's wise to listen to your body, right? You made the observation that the chest was lagging, but now it's not. So a change in frequency for those muscle groups is warranted.
Yeah.
You know, your body is a dynamic. It should always be changing. It should not be static. And accordingly, your training needs to change along with it.
Yeah. And you know what? Don't think I stick to that. Two on, one off, two on, two off. It's like concrete because there are weeks where I just don't have the energy.
Right.
I'll do two on, two off, two on, two off. And my goal is to do two on, one off, two on, two off. But it doesn't always work out that way. I listen to my body. There's no doubt about it. I've learned I'll be 55 this year, and I plan on not having any more injuries. And the only way I can do that is to really pay attention to what my body's telling me.
Good man.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad and see what you've been missing. Rob Regish puts a lot of work into every one of these bulletins, and you'll get information you won't find anywhere else before anybody even has a chance to sniff it out. Stay tuned, right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. This next question comes from Dan Rollins, who is fast becoming one of my most favorite listeners. I got to tell you, this guy is doing some wonderful things with his clients, reversing type 2 diabetes, changing lives. And we're going to try to get one of his clients on the show and revive the Muscle Saves Lives series. Very, very impressive. Young lady doing leg presses with 1,000 pounds. That's my kind of gal right there. But guess what? She was on insulin before she started working with Dan.
Wow. And he's got her off it?
Got her off insulin. Yes. And she looks great. Yeah. Dan is a huge proponent of the show. He spreads the word about the show. And people like him, I really appreciate, because we're all trying to do one thing, and that's change the fate of this country and the world.
Yeah.
So anyway. Okay. So Dan says, Yohimbine. Good at what body fat level percentage? I guess he's saying when to start using it, what type to take and dosing, how to not feel like your heart is going to jump out of your chest. Good luck with that on Yohimbine. I'm nearly at 10% body fat and hoping it can help. What not to take with it? Thanks, as always. Dan Rollins. Okay.
Yeah. I consider 10% body fat a good starting point if you're going to contemplate introducing Yohimbine. It's not my favorite fat burner, as it has the most unpredictable dose response curve in the general population. Provided you tolerate
Do you think part of that is because of sourcing it? You get different concentrations of the active ingredients?
Yeah, as I'll speak to a little bit later.
Okay.
Unless it's straight Yohimbine hydrochloride, there are 28 different alkaloids in the herb, so to speak. So you wind up with a very unpredictable mix, if you will, and that's a big part of it. So let me try to break it down for Dan. My first choice in this category is alpha Yohimbine, which is a kinder, gentler isomer.
Bingo.
With far fewer side effects. Unfortunately, it's tough to find as a standalone. And when you do see it, it's just one of many ingredients that can complicate the picture. And by all means, though, I mean, if you can find it, grab it. Alpha Yohimbine is far superior, at least from a safety.
Well, and it shows in some of the research done, it will not raise blood pressure. I mean, it has the benefits without a lot of the downsides of Yohimbine.
Right. Now, the more common Yohimbine hydrochloride capsules, most of those are 2.5 milligrams. You do not want to order bulk Yohimbine hydrochloride powder, in my opinion, as it is easy, too easy, to screw up your dosing. Nearly killed a friend of mine, so please heed that advice.
Really?
You don't want to get that phone call from the hospital. John can't breathe on his own. Do you know what he took? Yohimbine works best in a low insulin.
You're kind of getting choppy. I don't know if you've moved around or something, but all of a sudden you're getting a lot, very, very choppy all of a sudden.
Sorry, is that better?
No, not yet.
All right. Yohimbe works best in a low-insulin environment. Mm. So taking it on an empty stomach is a must. In addition to raising levels of catecholamines, it drastically potentiates the effects of other stimulants like caffeine and ephedrine due to the fact it's a potent MAO inhibitor. So you want to start with just one 2.5 milligram tab to assess your tolerance. Provided you're okay with that, I would next consider adding 250 to 300 milligrams of EGCG, right?
Good old green tea extract.
Right. It's a potent and healthy fat burner in its own right. And the beauty of EGCG is it contains very little caffeine or other stimulants that Yohimbe amplifies, keeping you on the safe side while upping its fat-burning power. Next, you're going to want to titrate the dosage up to 5 milligrams of Yohimbe hydrochloride and consider taking that 3 times a day with the EGCG as close to an empty stomach as possible. If that jump in Yohimbe is too much for you, revert back to just 2.5 milligrams.
Well, let's speak to titrate real quick for people that don't know what that is. Titrating is either taking a dose up or down by 50% over a period of time. So if you're starting out with two milligrams, you'll go to 3 milligrams for, let's say, a week or two. Then you'll go to 4 milligrams for a week or two. And that's how you titrate up. It's 50% up or down of the original dose. Okay.
Yeah, in this case, 2.5 to 5, which would be double.
That would be 100% up titrating. That you're saying double your dose, right?
Yeah. Well, they're 2.5 milligram tabs. I don't know how else you can get around it. I get your point, though. I guess our point is go slow.
Yeah, go slow.
You know, you're looking for a subtle but noticeable lift. All right. You're also going to notice intense sweating, especially when doing cardio and or lifting, and you should see fat loss accelerating. I would be wary of using plant-based extracts, given there are no fewer than 28 Yohimbe alkaloids contained therein. The effects of those products vary wildly, and I've only found one that was consistent from batch to batch. Here's the bottom line. Yohimbe can be an effective fat loss agent, but it needs to be treated with respect. In terms of product recommendations, over at TrueNutrition.com, they make an economical in-house brand of Yohimbe hydrochloride. You get 100 2.5 milligram tabs for just $8.99. And while you're there, you can pick up a bottle of their green tea extract, 100 500 milligram capsules standardized for 50% EGCG, and that retails for under $10. So I hope that helps, Dan.
And Dan, why don't you try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch, which has both thyroid hormone T2 and 7-keto DHEA in an 8-hour time-release patch, and has no stims at all. I mean, a lot of people have said they love it, and it's you can get a free month trial right now by using the coupon code BURNBODYFAT, and I'd love for you to try it because I'd like to hear back from you. I'd like you to tell me if you think it worked or not.
Yeah, T2's the real deal, and we've discussed 7-keto before. So,
okay, you know, T2, everybody wants to know about DNP, right? DNP will kill you. It will.
I was going to say, not me.
Okay, DNP will kill you. DNP is very effective at burning body fat because it causes mitochondrial uncoupling, which basically means it makes it harder and harder for the mitochondria to function. It's kind of like if somebody said, I'm going to put a 100-pound weight vest on you, you're going to walk around with it all day long. That's what DNP does to the mitochondria. Well, guess what? Thyroid hormone T2 has been shown to cause mitochondrial uncoupling. However, not in the way that DNP does. And what I mean by that is DNP will kill you. The effective dose and the lethal dose are milligrams apart. And if you take too much DNP, you literally cook yourself from the inside out. You die of heat exhaustion because the mitochondria is working so hard, it's thermogenic. Well, T2 does the same thing, but it does it safely. You can take up to 400 micrograms of T2 a day, you will sweat a lot more. You won't cook yourself from the inside out. So you should try the fat burner patch. I'd love to hear your opinion of it as well. Anyway, so okay. All right, let's go to the next question. This comes from Truman Truist. How does MassPro's whey protein stack up to stack up to Ultra Peptide 2.0? But you on the spot. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
That's okay. You know what? It's a fair question, and as a matter of record, I've used and recommended both of these prior to ever being on Superhuman Radio.
Right.
But to answer your question, it largely depends upon your goals and making some key distinctions between the two products. So let's take a look. MassPro Whey is a cold-processed, undenatured whey concentrate isolate blend with added glutamine, taurine, whey peptides, and colostrum. So if it's protein and only protein you want, MassPro gives you 25 grams per scoop. Comes in chocolate, vanilla, and berries and cream flavors, and they taste amazing. How he does that with just a speck of fat and virtually no carbs is a well-guarded secret. But as an example, he does spring for real Hershey's chocolate in that flavor. No expenses spared, and the proof is in how it settles in your stomach versus that cheap, heat-treated whey that bloats you and gives you gas, etc. Ultra Peptide 2.0 is likewise a cold-processed, undenatured protein, but it uses a nearly 50-50 mix of whey and micellar casein, yielding 18 grams per serving. Where the road really forks, though, is where it contains microencapsulated fatty acids and a lesser amount of carbs. So it's not quite a straight protein powder as much as it is MRP. In fact, Extreme Formulation notes on their website that Ultra Peptide 2.0 is a quote-unquote lean gainer, correctly pointing out your body needs a mix of macro and micronutrients to build muscle. So it is true that a savvy protein connoisseur can always speed up and slow down MassPro or another quality whey by mixing it either in juice or raw milk or heavy cream. Now, it's not going to quite extend the amino trickle like Ultra Peptide 2.0 does. That micellar casein lasts for up to 7 hours, so multiple dosing may be necessary. So how do they stack up? They're both quality products. They taste fantastic, and they contain the highest quality protein you can put into your body. I'm going to say it depends on your goal. If your goal is bulking, I would pick MassPro. If, on the other hand, you're looking to cut or recomp, I pick Ultimate Protein 2.0, Ultra Peptide 2.0. Whichever one you choose, you know you are building your body out of thick, indestructible bricks versus a house of straw, which is what you get when you use that heat-treated or otherwise denatured whey.
Yeah.
Both companies need to be commended for never compromising on quality.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Matt Beatty. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You can get this kind of wisdom and insight right to your inbox by signing up for the Blueprint Bulletin. What do you get when you sign up? Find out for free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Rob, do you have a lot of people taking advantage of the free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin?
I do. And I get great feedback.
Good.
On it,
well, why not? It's free, for crying out loud.
It's free.
Come on. We're asking you to take it. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
There are a few products products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. The next question comes from Matt Beatty. He says, here's a question for the next power hour. What is adrenal fatigue / burnout, and how is it diagnosed? How would a person train and supplement if they did have adrenal fatigue or adrenal burnout? I have some strong opinions about this. Let's go, Rob.
Okay. Adrenal fatigue is, it's a collection of symptoms that results when the adrenals glands function below their normal level. And it's most commonly associated with an intense or a prolonged stress. It can also come about during or after acute or chronic infections, especially respiratory infections. Its primary symptom, of course, is fatigue, and that is not relieved by sleep, but it's not readily identifiable disorder like measles. You may look and act normal with adrenal fatigue, yet you live with a general sense of tiredness or grayness, gray feeling, so to speak. People experiencing adrenal fatigue often use lots of coffee, soda, and other stimulants to get going and stay going throughout the day. I am not aware of any diagnostic test the medical community uses for adrenal fatigue. In fact, it's a pretty hotly debated topic in medicine as to whether it even exists. Personal opinion, I think it does. And I'll offer 6 subjective signs to help you diagnose. 1, you're tired for no reason. 2, you have trouble getting up in the morning even after getting to bed at a reasonable hour. 3, you feel run down or overwhelmed. 4, you have difficulty bouncing back from stress or illness. 5, you crave salty or sweet snacks. And 6, you feel more awake, alert, and energetic after 6 p.m. than you do the rest of the day. In terms of training and supplementing for adrenal fatigue, here's what I would suggest. You really need to incorporate more frequent deloading, at least once a month, maybe even twice a month. If you look at it this way, we pile a lot of physical stress, right, in our business on top of what life has to dish out, and periodically pulling back can only help. Second, I would consider no less than 3 grams of vitamin C a day. We know it enhances adrenal function. It increases energy. It fights cortisol. And it encourages deep sleep, and it repairs damaged adrenal glands. 20 milligrams of B3, it's a water-soluble vitamin, improves adrenal function, prevents further adrenal damage. I think the whole B complex group is important there. 500 milligrams a day of either magnesium aspirate, picolinate, or orotate, a highly bioavailable form. That's crucial, as you know, to hundreds of bodily functions, adrenal function being one of them. And then finally, I'm a big fan of a quality, broad-spectrum adaptogen, such as a 10-to-1 maca extract. I think that would be a great addition. If you think about it, adaptogens are tailor-made for things like adrenal fatigue, their chief function being to normalize your physiology. So here's the final word. If you, in an ever more stressful world that we live in, we're heaping even more on with intense training. The situation gets worse given the popularity of pre-workout products designed to jack you into oblivion. And let's be honest, there's tons of them out there. You throw in the widespread sleep issues, and I am convinced adrenal fatigue is a real phenomenon. Hopefully, I've given you some ideas about how to combat it.
Okay, here's my 2 CCs.
Go.
Adrenal fatigue is not the issue. Change in rhythmicity of the adrenals is what happens. If an endocrinologist really wants to test your adrenals, they give you an injection of adrenal corticotrophic hormone, and they can see if the adrenal cortex squirts out cortisol. So if they wanted to find out if your adrenals were not functioning, it's easy enough to do. But here's the real issue. The reliance on coffee and stimulants throughout the day is, in my humble opinion, the triggering mechanism that changes the rhythmicity of the adrenals, especially when you are compounding it with staying up late, watching TV, working on the computer, then throwing yourself in bed, not sleeping well. Okay?
Yeah.
The adrenals are working at night. When your body gets tired, interestingly enough, one of the hormones that is reciprocal to cortisol is melatonin, right?
Yeah.
So when you get sleepy at night and you fight off the sleepiness by, you know, working through and working on the computer, you just demanded that the adrenals wake back up. Well, they don't just go right to sleep then. So then you get in bed and you don't sleep well because you demanded that they take the night shift instead of the day shift like they're supposed to. So then you wake up in the morning, you drink coffee. And this perpetuates day after day. So if you want your adrenal fatigue to go away, first you have to tough it out and cold turkey the stims in the daytime. How do you do it? L-tyrosine will help you. Kick it. Titrate your coffee. Go to 50% caffeine and 50% decaf. Drink half caf for 2 weeks. Then go to a third of caffeine and the rest. Just ask the guy at Starbucks. They know how to do it. I've done it. And work the coffee out of your system. Abandon the energy drinks and go to sleep when you're tired at night. And it'll take you a good, depending how the rhythmicity of your adrenals have been compromised, it'll take you up to 4 or 5 months, but you'll start sleeping better. You won't need caffeine in the daytime and your adrenals will come back and work the way they're supposed to in the daytime and not at night.
Yeah.
That's my 2 CCs on the matter. Okay.
Got it.
The next question comes from Raleigh Wood. He said, Regish mentioned that he has a pre-workout meal of whey protein and a half cup of oatmeal. Is the oatmeal cooked or is it raw, just thrown in his whey protein? How do you do it, Rob?
Well, you know, I may have suggested this in the answer to somebody's question, but generally I train fasted to take advantage of, you know, the spike in protein synthesis that we know occurs. When I say fasted, though, I'm really referring to a lack of macronutrients. You know, I do make sure I'm loaded up on Synthogen, given what we know about blood flow being elevated up to 400% during training. It's just a golden opportunity to get those goodies into the muscle. Now, if I do have a pre-workout meal, it does generally consist of 15 to 20 grams of cold processed whey or whey plus caseinate, micellar caseinate, mixed in half a cup of steel-cut oats, uncooked. First, I don't like microwaving anything. I hate cooking. And if you've ever tried Ultra Peptide 2.0 cinnamon roll in oatmeal and a little water, you'll never look back. The stuff is that good. Some people, you know, but this is an individual thing. Some people train better on empty. Some people train better with a little in them. If you're going to eat before the workout, the key is this, though. Keep that meal on the smaller side. You don't want all your blood in the stomach trying to digest that food when you're working your muscles.
Let's go ahead and take our next commercial break a couple minutes early, and then when we come back, we have a question from good old Richard Patterson.
Yeah.
I've actually trained with Richard Patterson.
Wow.
He came down to Louisville for an event, and we got together, and he is a strong dude, I'll tell you that right now. And he's committed to be a superhuman, he and his lovely bride. So when we come back with more of the Blueprint Bulletin brought to you by, I'm sorry, the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. That's a lot of blah, blah, blahs. We will answer Richard Patterson's question when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. That's why whenever I come
around, she's on. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. Nutrition.com today.
New from Rob Riggish, author of the Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Way Natural USA is the best
best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. CoQ10. This is from Richard Patterson. One of my favorite supplements. Everyone is talking about 300 milligrams a day. And he cites a website, Subversity. Great website, by the way. Great discussion on Adele Moose's website page with Amit Ram about this topic. What are your thoughts on CoQ10, Rob Regish?
Well, Richard's referring to a study that Adele posted showing a substantial 11% increase in peak power. That was done in 53 males and 47 females, average age 19 years. They were consuming 60 milligrams of ubiquinol, which is reduced coenzyme Q10, five times per day over 6 weeks. And while those results are intriguing, I found Adele's commentary most insightful, and I'll quote him. He says, in view of its purported beneficial effects on ATP and creatine phosphate synthesis, this may well be the case. I would yet still refrain from buying a year-long supply until other independent trials are available. You know, coenzyme Q10 and its cousin, ubiquinol, is used clinically and has been for decades in Japan for congestive heart failure. It's not cheap, and a six-week supply at this dose would run you, you know, at least $60. If the effects are due to ATP and creatine phosphate synthesis, my vote would be to
take creatine.
Supplement with creatine. It's a lot more cost-effective, and the studies and the real-world events are rock solid too. Now, I did cover both coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol in a prior issue in depth in the Blueprint Bulletin. My conclusion was that while the performance enhancement effects are marginal when looked at in the context of all the literature, it does offer great benefit insofar as overall health and longevity, and it is particularly important if someone is taking statins, as those statins are well known to deplete coenzyme Q10 in the body. So if you have a parent, relative, aunt, uncle, and statins, as we all know, are way overprescribed, talk to them about coenzyme Q10. It's very important in that context to be using it.
You know, I take the unconverted version. I take the good old-fashioned CoQ10. I don't take the ubiquinol. And I'm quite happy with it. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I take 200 milligrams a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. I don't go crazy with it. Because if you're doing a lot of the right things, your body produces its own CoQ10 as well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, okay.
There you go.
As we, let me see, did I miss something or do we move on to the blueprint tip of the day now?
Richard Dietz has a question.
I did miss it. Okay, I'm sorry. Robert Dietz says, if intermittent fasting improves nutrient uptake, how should I calculate my macros? Good point.
Yeah, I don't think intermittent fasting changes my stock recommendations for starting point on macros, which for most people is a 40-30-30 approach, meaning 40% carbs, 30% protein, and 30% healthy fats. It strikes a nice balance in most soma types, and it makes adjusting the macros, usually carbs, easy. Your goal being steadier blood sugar levels. And the key is to find your carb threshold for the day. There are two other variables to keep in mind with intermittent fasting, and they're as follows. One, timing of your meals, and 2, protein intake. Intermittent fasting diets are really effective when your first meal of the day comes after training, right? Because your insulin sensitivity goes higher the longer you fast, and training the muscle on top of that just peaks it even higher. So by consuming a large meal or meals after your training, you can rest assured most of those calories are going to go to your muscles and not to fat. In terms of protein, you're going to find, I think, that you need far less of it on an intermittent fasting diet to maintain and possibly build muscle. And I suspect a lot of that goes back to the body just becoming more thrifty, given, you know, there are long stretches where you're not eating. So in summary, start with a 40-30-30 macro split. Consume your first meal of the day after training, and then have the next meal or two over a 4 to 6 hour period. You want to use body composition as your guide and gradually dial back the carbs and or the fats to see where your minimum thresholds are. The ideal is to manage insulin to just the right degree that it pushes amino acids and other nutrients into the muscles without spilling over into fat. I hope that helps, Robert.
And yesterday we did a show about the benefits of intermittent fasting on cardiovascular markers and reversing diabetes. And one of the things that came out of the show was the scientists agreed with me that the meal that you use to break the fast is probably most best to be a high protein, high fat meal and absolutely not laden with sweet sugars or rapid acting carbohydrates. So just keep that in mind as well. Okay. The blueprint tip of the day. Return of the weight gainers, fad or fashionable? Are they coming back, Rob?
Yeah, well, apparently there's some market research that I'm seeing that weight gainers are, in fact, making a comeback. And, you know, it's funny how the longer you're in this business, the more you see things just coming around in cycles. So some history on these and why they were such a big seller back in my day, right, the late 80s and early 90s. Back then, most weight gainers were based on a complete protein like milk and egg. Whey wasn't around yet. And a junk or a filler carb like maltodextrin. Classic examples, let's say, included Twin Lab Gainers Fuel. You remember that?
Yep, I do.
Which ultimately morphed into a gigantic serving size yielding 2,500 calories.
Yeah, it was like 134 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I mean, say hello to insulin and diabetes.
Now, that was accompanied, of course, by a ginormous price tag and an equally absurd shovel-sized scoop. I think
right.
The final
and it was 2 or 3 of those scoops was a serving.
Yes, you wound up walking out with 10 pounds of powder, and you got 6 servings per chuck.
Right.
All right. And part of that was because fat was still the devil, so the vast majority of those calories were from maltodextrin, which, by the way, retailed at around $1 a pound.
Yeah.
I don't think it's much more today.
Right.
So the ginormous part of weight gainers were threefold. The price, your ever-increasing waistline, and the profits the supplement companies made. Now, in 95, when Metrex came around and they got mainstream, that spelled the death knell of the weight gainer. Today, for some reason, they seem to be making a comeback, and companies are now using whey and better carb sources to make their products appeal more to the consumer. And you can see this. They also know people value science, so they're doing university studies now to back it up, such as the case with one just done at the University of Chichester, it looks like, on a weight gainer called Cyclone. On strength athletes, and they discovered that it boosted the effect of strength training. That, however, is not the whole story. It turns out the researchers got their subjects, 16 males who had been training for a year, to take 2 servings a day for 12 weeks. And it had some other bells and whistles in it. You know, there was some creatine, HMB, glutamine. There was even some ECDI from Summa. And they all took 1 serving in the morning and 1 later in the day after training. On the days the students didn't train, they took the weight gainer at the same time. The students followed the same, all the students followed the same training routine. 4 times a week, they worked their biggest muscle groups. The folks taking placebo got only maltodextrin. Here were the results. The weight gainer led to an increase in maximal strength and increase in the number of reps they were able to perform. But the intended purpose of a weight gainer, right?
Is to gain weight. Right.
Well,
it wasn't called
what?
A strength gainer, was it?
No. Those who took the weight gainer put on 2.1 kilograms and the placebo group put on 1.8. Almost no difference whatsoever. So it really begs the question, is a weight gainer really worth your investment? Let's think about this logically. Most of that greater strength probably came from the creatine, okay? To be frank, I don't think many people need a weight gainer. There are a couple of exceptions, but most don't. Outside of the ultra-hard gainer ectomorph, quality calories can be added easily, right, by mixing up your own blender concoctions. It's a lot easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to physically chomp.
And that is the secret of the weight gainer. That is it, okay?
That's all it is.
You can make a weight gainer. I posted a weight gainer on the Supium Radio website a few years ago that I came up with. 2 cups of raw unpasteurized milk, 2 spoonfuls of coconut oil, 5 eggs, brewer's yeast, and single malt, single grain rice baby formula, you know, baby pablum.
Right.
And you just blend that up, and it was like 1,800 calories in 2 cupfuls. It was like,
yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. Here's the one that I would offer up. And this is one I used in college.
Oh, and obviously there was whey protein in it. I'm sorry. There was whey protein in it. Okay.
Yeah. We would mix, let's say, 8 ounces of pineapple juice and 8 ounces of coconut juice.
Mm.
A couple of cups of skim milk powder.
A shot of Bacardi. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. or 2 to 3 scoops of protein if we had it. 1 large banana. A couple containers of liquid egg whites. Now, back in the day, we were using raw eggs.
Right.
Until I met up with Sal Manella, not a nice guy.
Ah, Sal Manella, you're funny.
a tablespoon of organic wheat germ, a container of Greek yogurt, and hell, man, if you're really that skinny, throw in a couple scoops of ice cream. Now, that drink is loaded with calories, protein, B vitamins from the wheat germ, bromelain and papain digestive enzymes from the pineapple, and they're very important and overlooked for protein absorption. It's also rich in potassium, vitamin C, fiber, and beneficial bacteria from the yogurt. You want to add even more calories? Organic peanut butter and
Bingo.
Other healthy fats.
Bingo.
You know, make it even better. So here's the bottom line. The longer you're in this market, the more you see supplements come in and out of fashion. It's an understatement to say that the industry is stagnant right now. So companies are searching for anything and everything that looks new to consumers, and they're trying to pull the old, what's old is new again.
Yeah, dust it off and repurpose it. Dust it off and repurpose it.
It's been said the wise man studies history such that he doesn't repeat those mistakes. I think this is the case with weight gainers. You're better off making your own unless one, your roadblock really is packing away the groceries, or two, your schedule doesn't allow for time for use of a blender. Those folks, by the way, I found to be few and far between.
And you know what? And you're absolutely right. You can make a pitcher that's 2,000 calories that you can down in literally 5 minutes. And yeah, of course, if you add one or two of those to your day, you're adding 4,000 calories, 3,000 calories to you. Yes, you're going to get stronger. And guess what? You're going to get fatter too. But but you know what? Like in the words of the brilliant and insightful Wade Johnson, accept the body that the training and the process gives you. You're going to get if strength is all you care about, get stronger and get a little fatter. Big deal.
Right. Deal with it.
But you can make your own weight gainers that are so much better. Rob, you know what, Rob? You always come and open our eyes to things. And it's always those little things, those things that go so simply unnoticed, like the discussion about weight gainers. Great, great stuff. I'm going to start mixing my own weight gainers again. I forgot about them.
Good man.
Okay? And thanks so much, Rob, for all that you do, okay?
It's a privilege and a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad and get on board with Rob Regish. He will get you to Gainesville. He's punching tickets right now. Do you have your ticket? It's called the Blueprint Bulletin. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about how HRT for women affects muscle function. It's not all about hot flashes, ladies. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, and nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
Am Nutrition. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we're going to focus on the ladies in the audience for a moment. I've said it time and time again, women outlive men. Women end up in institutions. Why? Because they lose the ability to be ambulatory. I always say to the ladies in the audience, get into the gym, learn to deadlift, learn to squat. These are the things that will keep you independent as you age. But sometimes getting into the gym and doing these things isn't enough if your body is not prepared to complement the exercise by increasing strength and muscle mass. And that's where the discussion is going to go here with my next guest, Dr. Lars Larsson from the Uppsala University Hospital in Sweden. How are you doing, Dr. Larsson?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so A lot of women look to hormone replacement therapy because of annoying symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, anxiety, and so on and so forth. And these are clearly good reasons when a woman presents with these kind of symptoms to seek out HRT. But there's a lot more going on than just that when women are involved in replacing the sex steroids, is there not?
Yeah. I mean, we all know about the hormonal effects that comes with the menopause, and there has been a lot of in vivo studies looking on positive effects on muscle function in women using hormone replacement therapy. And I've been involved in a study together with a Finnish group that has studied this in more extensively in the in vivo situation, and also now trying to explore what is happening at the cellular and molecular level. We have taken muscle samples from postmenopausal twin pairs, where only one is a hormone replacement therapy user, and then try to understand differences in regulation of muscle contraction. And maybe not to our surprise, but at least we could explain, we think, some of the
mechanisms,
effects.
Yeah,
seen in muscle function in hormone replacement therapy users. And we're looking at single muscle cell function from these women. They're using twin, the muscle cells develop a higher force without any change in muscle fiber size.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the things women are always worried about is getting bulky. So muscle fiber size didn't change. I want to point that out. I want to also point out something else that I love about this study. You used twins, right? Twin sisters in this study. And this is when this can be done, this really changes the landscape of the results as far as the gravity of the results, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, of course, at least we can eliminate or dramatically reduce genetic differences. And also environmental factors are negligible, because I think they've been raised the same way, more or less, but only one is on this HRT treatment plan.
Now, before we get into the study itself, the design of the study, the outcome of the study, I want to ask you a question. Here in the United States, many women for several decades were told that HRT was dangerous, and because of the Women's Initiative study that had to be ceased because of thrombotic index changes and a variety of other marker changes. But what the scientific community doesn't tell people here in the United States, women, is that these changes had more to do with the delivery system, the methylation of these hormones, and also the choice of hormones. Here they use equine estrogens and progestins as opposed to bioidentical estrogen and progesterone in these studies, and that these results that were causing the problems are even seen in methylated corticosteroids, for instance, or methylated birth control pills. So women were unnecessarily scared off of HRT here in the United States. Is it like that in Sweden and in the UK and abroad?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I'm an expert there, but of course, HRT treatment also comes with other effects, except the effects on skeletal muscle. And there, I have to admit, I'm a novice, really.
Okay.
But I mean, of course, cardiovascular effects and also some effects on breast cancer has been reported, but I think you know that probably better than I do. So I prefer to refrain to make any comments on this, because I don't feel I'm confident enough. Right?
Okay, so let's move on to the study. Tell me the design of the study. How many participants, and who received hormones? Who received placebo? How did it work?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no placebo, because these are, I mean, it's a twin pair, and they had been on hormone replacement therapy for a number of years before I met these subjects.
Okay.
And muscle biopsies were taken. And I should probably also say that this is a part of a larger study, it's a European Union project called MyoAge that's been ongoing for 5 years.
Mm.
It consists of 18 different groups, and I've been closely collaborating with a Finnish group that really has studied HRT effects at many different levels, not only muscle level, but also when it comes to bone and osteoporosis in postmenopausal women, and also the distribution of adipose tissue.
Okay.
So our expertise is mainly, I should say, on regulation of muscle contraction. But I have had a strong interest in effects of aging on skeletal muscles since my PhD thesis, which was in the late 70s, really. But that was in vivo, in humans, and then we have tried to move more and more looking at mechanisms at the cell and motor protein levels, setting up different methods for single-cell contractor measurements, and also look on the function of the motor protein itself, myosin.
Interesting. Okay, so these pairs, we had one woman who was on hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
For what period of time? For how long?
I think a couple of years. I can, maybe I should go back and look in the paper. About 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
I think they've been on. Okay. Let's see. I can see it here. 7.8 years.
Perfect.
4 and 16 years.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So what did you find in the one, the twin that was on HRT versus the twin that was not? What did you find?
Yeah. So what we do then, we take this small percutaneous muscle biopsy. In local anesthesia, a small piece is taken out from the knee extensor muscle, the quadriceps muscle. And then we prepare, we take bundles that we dissect until we only have one muscle cell segment. And then we can activate this cell segment and measure the force and the speed these cells can generate. And afterwards, we can also extract the myosin and see which type of muscle cell type we are working with. And what we found in the these HRT using monozygous twin pairs is that these cells developed higher force.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as you know, muscle cells are multinucleated cells, so that it has muscle cells can have several hundred, maybe up to 1,000 nuclei.
Right.
And each nucleus controls a specific volume when it comes to protein synthesis and degradation. And there we also saw an effect on the hormone replacement therapy user, that the nuclei, especially in muscle cells expressing slow myosin, they were supporting a smaller volume, which probably made the synthesis more efficient in these, because there's smaller transport distance, so to say, from the nucleus.
Was there any testing on the attenuation or modulation of calcium channel activity on muscle contraction in either of these groups?
No, because you see, these muscle cells are membrane permeabilized. So, which means that, or they also call it their chemical skin. So it's, in one way, it's like, it's a dead cell, where the membrane is permeabilized, but the contractile proteins are intact.
Gotcha.
So you can activate the cells with calcium. But we cannot look on membrane properties, and we don't look on sarcoplasmic reticulum calcium handling either. So just look on the function of the motor protein.
The reason I ask this is because I've done a lot of research on hormones' effects on performance, and mm-hmm. and some of the things that no one discusses, but is usually a side result of research, is that calcium channel activity is affected. When certain hormones are present, and it's attenuated when certain hormones are removed, and
okay.
I've come to the conclusion personally, and of course I have no research to provide any kind of gravity with this statement, but just anecdotally I've come to the conclusion that one of the ways that hormones affect performance is the amplification. Modulation of certain electrolytes responsible for muscle contractile ability. And I'd love to know more. I wish that there was a way to do this research as well. When you look at this, I know that you're going to be doing future research, but here's what we're going to do. I'm being told we have to take a break. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this research and its implications on women out there. We're talking with Dr. Lars Larsson from Uppsala University Hospital in Sweden about hormone replacement therapy affects muscle function in postmenopausal women. Very, very important discussion for you ladies out there, because staying strong and ambulatory later in life will guarantee you your autonomy and your ability to live independently. So this is really a much more important discussion than many may think. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No natural
USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Lars Larson about how hormone replacement therapy affects muscle function in postmenopausal women. Dr. Larson, talk about the organization of these nuclei in the muscle fibers, in the muscle cells. What happens when we age without HRT, and what is the difference when these women are given HRT?
We sort of developed a system to look on how my nuclei organized along the length of human muscle cells in three dimensions, and then developed an algorithm so we can give each nucleus its X, Y, Z coordinates, and from this you can calculate the domain supported by each nucleus. And then when you look on the average size of my nuclear domains during aging in humans, There's no significant difference, but in old age, there's a much larger variability. So you sort of get clustering of nuclei in some regions, so some nuclei has to support a much larger volume. And that probably has an impact on on the efficiency of transport and protein synthesis and protein replacement inside the muscle cell. And we also seen that this in experimental animal studies when we have double muscle mice. I mean, mice that either are myostatin deficient.
Myostatin, right, IGF, exactly.
Yeah, or IGF-1 overexpressing. The myostatin deficient mice, they have bigger muscles. They're stronger, but not strong in proportion to muscle size. While IGF-1 overexpressing mice have had double-sized muscles, but also larger number of myonuclei, so they are as strong as you would when you normalize maximum force to cross-sectional area of the muscle or the muscle cell.
Wow.
So they are playing an important role for maintaining muscle cell function. And therefore, we also think that this effect on myonuclear domain size that we see, especially in the slow twitch muscle cells in HRT users, have an impact also on protein synthesis and degradation, and also sort of the efficiency of the contractile machinery.
And estrogen has been implicated on an upregulation in IGF-1 levels in women. In fact, in the HER2 type cancer, one of the issues that warrants estrogen blockade is not exclusively just from estrogen, but also because downstream estrogen increases IGF-1, yes, synthesis. So.
Absolutely. Yes.
So
it is an important player.
Yeah. And so what about, but now these HRT women, the ones that were receiving replacement, were they just receiving estrogen? Were they receiving, biased and progesterone and testosterone? Were they receiving complementary hormones or just one monotherapy?
Actually, they were two different types. One monotherapy and also the combined. And once again, I feel a little bit insecure exactly what they received. And I don't remember. I don't have it top of my head right now.
Okay.
But I think they're both. But it's but I think I don't remember seeing any difference between the two types. At the same time, we have to remember we're working with a relatively small group here.
Right.
Think we had like six twin pairs. And you have to remember it's not so easy to find the postmenopausal twin pair where only one is on the HRT treatment. So.
I know. I'm just curious if when these results were discussed or revealed to the subjects, did the women who were not on hormone replacement therapy rethink this and think, wow, maybe I should be on that?
I don't know, because I've only met them once, and it's this Finnish group led by Vuko Kovan and Sarianna Sipilä that really have done all the groundwork and recruiting these patients, and these subjects have also been engaged in different exercise studies where they compare the effects in the user compared to the non-users. And actually, they also looked at IGF levels in these women. And at least when it comes to IGF-1 receptor density, is higher in the HRT user than in the non-user.
Well, and now, was there any discussion in the actual study itself that may have given us an opinion of whether the twin who was on hormone replacement therapy seemed to be faring better, in other words, had a greater ability to jump higher, walked with greater ease, or anything like that?
Sure. No, the in vivo study showed a significant effect on these in vivo muscle function performance measurements in the HRT user. And so where we come in is try to understand which is the mechanism underlying this improved in vivo muscle function.
Okay. What do you hope clinicians take away from your research? Obviously, we have a lot of scientists who listen to the show as well as lay people. What do you hope clinicians take away?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's not a simple task because, I mean, using this HRT treatment, as you mentioned before, it's not really to generate force and speed. And it has many other implications, and there may be other risks as well. But I can tell you an anecdotal story. I just received an email from a woman in the UK who had been on HRT treatment, and then after a couple of years, this was ceased, and then she developed pains and pain in the head and neck region, and she was given the diagnosis fibromyalgia.
Right. I was just going to say she was developing some form of myalgia, I was predicting.
Yeah. So she went to a pain clinic, and when she was there for half a year, and then she didn't get better, and then she started to put one and one together, and she felt this happened when I stopped the HRT treatment. So she went back on treatment again, and her pain disappeared. So and this is an anecdotal story, so don't put too much weight on it. I thought it was interesting, though.
But you want to know something? I have had this same exact discussion with a couple men over the past few years who were I have a friend who was on HRT. Just testosterone, nothing sophisticated.
Yeah.
And he came off of it because he was worried about prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a year and a half of being off of it, he started to tell me his shoulders hurt. And he had, you know, lots of pain in his glutes and his hamstrings, you know.
Yeah.
And his doctor wanted to put him on some sort of medication to mitigate the pain. And I said, what you're experiencing is this this phantom myalgia that is seen as we age. The muscles are starting to deteriorate, and it causes the nerves in the muscle. This is my opinion, I said. And I experienced it myself before I went on HRT. The nerves in the muscles have nothing to do anymore. They're not orchestrating all this muscle fiber, so they start to develop just these innocuous soreness feelings. He goes, you know, when I had HRT, I didn't have. I says, why don't you go back on? He went back on just Androgel, just rubbing it on his arm. He was never doing testosterone, cypionate, anything like that. He just started rubbing. He called me about 2 months later. He says, you're not going to believe this. He goes, those pains all went away. I said, that's not the first time I've heard about this. When our muscles start to deteriorate, when osteopenia, correct? Is that the correct term?
Sarcopenia.
Sarcopenia starts to occur. The muscles start to develop these phantom pains that can only be called myalgias because there's no way to describe what's actually happening to the muscle. But in my opinion, it is the withering and deterioration of the muscles that is causing this pain. And when you're on HRT, you don't have that problem, especially if you're exercising at the same time, because the muscles are constantly rebuilding, regenerating, and in some cases getting stronger and bigger. So I agree with you when you said that. And I understand that it's anecdotal and it has to be taken in that context. But clearly those weird pains that we get as we age, quite often have to do with the deterioration of muscle. So very, very interesting.
Of course, sarcopenia, of course, is a very complex phenomenon, and it's not caused by a single factor, but definitely hormonal influences are very important. Neural impact is important as well. But also one thing that one has to take into account is also proteins are being modified, and that affects function. And I think this may also be where this estrogen treatment comes in, that it may reduce modifications of proteins that affect the regulation of muscle contraction.
And these modifications occur as a result of aging, typically, right?
Yeah, and what we call this oxidative stress with this reactive oxygen species, and that may be more prominent in a muscle cell that is more active, like the slow muscles or postural muscles or slow twitch muscle cells, that's also where we may see more modification, and that's also where we have more of these mitochondrial mutations that may affect also modifications of proteins in the muscle cell, which in turn will affect function.
Well, and let's not also forget one of the most important things that estrogen has the ability to do, and that is reduce inflammation. The receptor on the FAF receptor on every cell.
Sure.
So there's also an anti-inflammatory protective mechanism of estrogen as well that's taking place there.
And activation of these cytokines is also this low inflammation that you see during aging is also affected by, at least has been reported to be affected by HRT treatment. But that's nothing we have studied, but that's something one can find in the literature.
So what does future research look like for you? What studies are you preparing to do now?
Yeah, I mean, with this HRT, we're trying to go one step further and actually extract myosin from single muscle cells and look on the function of the motor protein itself. But we're also moving more and more into effects of aging on skeletal muscle in different clinical situations. And not the least in extremely immobilized patients. That means intensive care unit patients that are mechanically ventilated. Mm-hmm. And this extreme immobilization has significant effects not only on limb muscle but also on respiratory muscles.
Right.
Which in turn may mean that these patients are very difficult to wean from the ventilator. And this has profound effects on quality of life for the patients, of course, and not the least for healthcare costs, where ICU, intensive care unit, I think it consumes almost 30% of healthcare costs, both in the U.S. and in Europe.
That's amazing. Well, I think Good, I'm sorry. No, finish your thought.
No, I think if we made the math correctly, I think these patients that are extremely difficult to wean from the event, it's a small number of patients, but there's an overrepresentation of old individuals. I think if we made the math correctly, I think they cost $48 billion U.S. dollars annually in the U.S. Mm.
And so by focusing on the ability for muscle to function better, these individuals might be able to be weaned off of the life support systems, basically.
Yeah, that is our goal, and so we have sort of experiment. I mean, first of all, we're also looking at a specific muscle disease that affects these intensive care unit patients, where they actually partially or completely lose the motor protein skeletal muscle, and they develop a flaccid paralysis. And I think also here age is a factor.
Yeah.
And there we think one of the most important factors is the complete immobilization that you find in intensive care unit patients. Mm-hmm. No weight bearing and no internal strain related to muscle contraction. Either the patients are pharmacologically paralyzed or more commonly heavily sedated. And this complete mechanical silencing, I think, is what is driving this specific acquired myopathy. So there we think we are not the only one that thinks so, but it's that early mobilization and aggressive physical therapy is extremely important in intensive care patients. Not as coming in after 3 weeks to prevent joint contractures, but to go in day one to
get them up
as quickly as possible.
Yeah, listen, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I think we covered all the pertinent information here. I like this kind of research that shows the benefits of HRT. There's a lot more to this story that needs to be addressed, but we know that bioidentical hormone replacement therapy seems to do a lot better job at conferring the benefits of HRT without a lot of the negatives of HRT, and that's a separate discussion in and of itself. But I want to thank you, Dr. Larson, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care. All right, so stay tuned. We come back, I've got an announcement to make and a couple things to talk about.
Deine Eltern sind auf einem Tennisturnier.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all
lifters as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, this Saturday and Sunday, for those of you who missed the radio premiere of War on Health, we'll be running War on Health every hour on the hour, around the clock, Saturday and Sunday. So you can tune in live and listen to it. So if you're working around the house, working at, you're at the office, and you want to check it out, it's really a fantastic documentary produced by Gary Null. I got an email from somebody saying, maybe it was on Facebook. Somebody posted on Facebook, Gary Null is a quack, and they sent me to quackwatch.com. And when I got to quackwatch.com, this doctor was writing about Gary Null, and he said that Gary Null is a quack, and the reason he's a quack is because he believes that there's a conspiracy being perpetrated by the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA, and that this was absurd. Then he went on to say that Gary Null sells supplements and makes claims about these supplements that have not been proven as effective or to convey these benefits under the under the FDA. Well, every supplement does that, and so, you know, I guess I'm going to be on Quack Watch eventually, at some point in time. Maybe I am already. You know what? I never thought about that. Maybe I should check it out. But Gary Null did a wonderful thing by producing this documentary. The people on the documentary are all legitimate people, former FDA employees, former federal employees, former politicians, people who were involved in health and longevity You know, Mike Adams is on it, the Health Ranger. Everybody loves him. He's got a fantastic blog. But anyway, I can't think of it right now. I mean, say what you want about Gary Null. That doesn't discredit all of his guests that he has on talking about the crimes perpetrated by the Food and Drug Administration in plain sight of the American government, and they don't ever get reprimanded. And as far as Gary Null being a quack because he doesn't trust the FDA and he doesn't trust pharmaceutical companies, really? That makes him a quack? I guess anybody can go up on Quack Watch and write something about somebody. I don't trust the FDA, and I know that the pharmaceutical companies are profiting on illness. They're not curing any diseases. They want people to keep getting sicker and sicker, so they buy these drugs. So I guess I'm a quack too. But Saturday and Sunday, we will be running on the Superhuman Radio Network round the clock for both days, War on Health. If you haven't had a chance to tune in, you can tune in this weekend. Just want to remind everybody about the Fat Burner patch from Age Force. Get a free month supply. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad. You must use the coupon code BURNBODYFAT. It's all one word, BURNBODYFAT. Not three words, one word, burn body fat. Of course, Life Extension Foundation has the best anti-inflammatory stack available anywhere, and it's 50% off to my audience only. This is not available anywhere else. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad. While you're there, sign up for the free annual membership. Get $25 credit towards the purchase of other supplements later on. I mean, really? $25 worth of free product? You don't want that? And every month you get the Life Extension Foundation magazine, which is chock full of great information. And Life Extension Foundation is another organization that spends money to fight against the FDA constantly. Bill Falloon over there, he is the giant killer when it comes to the FDA. I mean, he's fought and won numerous times. And then, of course, don't forget to sign up for Rob Regish's Blueprint Bulletin. Get a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. And, of course, I don't want to forget, Altrient now has liposomal glutathione. Everybody should be taking liposomal glutathione. Take all three of them. Altrient C and the glutathione, they recycle each other, right? And the ME is your B vitamins and minerals. So you have the Altrient cocktail plus glutathione. That is better than the Myers cocktail. And you get discounts on everything there because you are a Superhuman Radio listener. So click the Altrient banner ad today to learn more. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.